Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee, snacks, and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
And good evening and welcome to North State Now. I couldn't be more thrilled to be here tonight live. This is Linda Bott and I just feel on fire. Can we just keep that music going just a little bit there? Jared, yeah. I am here with somebody who's very special in my life, who has become a confidant and a great friend and somebody I can talk music with and the biz with, and that's Nathan Parmalee.
Good evening.
Yes. How are you doing on your mic over there?
We're doing great.
Okay, great. And we're hearing a band right now that is going to be in Reading at the Civic, which you booked. For those of listening tonight, this is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This is your talk radio, and we love our show called North State Now. And I like to talk about entertainment and the business. And, of course, Jared at the helm. Yeah, you're listening to a great band, and we're going to start off with the fact that Nathan is the talent buyer, and he is the person responsible for all these great acts. I think we've heard, yeah, that's good, thanks. We kind of get to the vibe of who these guys are. They are definitely in the genre of pop rock.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously they must be on the A-list because Nathan Parmalee brings in great acts to the Civic.
Thanks, Linda. I try. Yeah.
And you just came back from Nashville. We had a little quick dinner before we got on the air tonight. We talked about the fact that you go back to like a talent buyers.
Yep.
You have a couple of those conventions.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah.
And you get to see, you get to talk with the other people who are booking facilities across.
Yep.
America.
Yep.
Whether it's 2,000, 10,000, 20,000.
Yep.
Arenas.
Yep.
And you meet, you get to see acts and.
Yep.
Talk with the other agents and talent.
Yep.
Buyers, and I just love the whole aspect of the business when it comes to what that is.
It's super cool. I mean, every time I go to one of these conferences, I've been to conferences in New York, LA, Nashville, you always come back, you know, feeling inspired by what's happening in the industry, what's happening with artists in their careers, what other talent buyers, other venues, and other markets are doing. It's just a really wonderful collaborative time where everyone gets to kind of share, you know, their successes, their struggles, what's happening in their markets, and everybody's gleaning from each other. It's a cool time.
Well, and as we realize that when it comes from what we're seeing online and how things are changing daily in the industry.
Yeah. Yeah.
So as you're meeting people that are like, you know, we were talking about some of the largest agencies that represent the largest artists in the world, you're dealing and you get a chance to be in like the mosh pit.
Yeah.
You're in the mosh pit of all this stuff and you're taking back the intelligence of what you just learned and bringing it back to the Reading Civic Center. And we're talking about, you just heard a little snippet of a group called Switchfoot, and they're going to be Sunday night at the Reading Civic. And how did you come upon this band? Let's talk about that.
Yeah, well, I mean, Switchfoot is just one of those bands that's, you know, just been kind of like on my radar for a while. You know, it's someone that I've listened to. They're a cool act. You know, they're a good fit for the taste of our market. They just make sense in Reading. And so, you know, it's a dynamic of, you know, they're touring, they're hitting the West Coast. You know, there's a date available for Reading, and it's like, well, we've got to grab it. You know, it's like, it's awesome when the stars align, you know, when an act is coming through the market and it lines up with the veils that we have on the calendar and, you know, and when it's a good fit for the market. So the show is Sunday night. They're amazing. We're actually running low on tickets. I think we've got fewer than 200 tickets left. So, you know, if you want to catch this show, you're definitely going to want to hit the website.
Well, there's really not a bad seat in the house. I mean, we saw Cheap Trick, and we were kind of in the upper seats, and I liked being up there because we got a good view of seeing the band. There really aren't bad seats. It's not you are not in nosebleed seats.
Mm-mm.
In the Reading Civic. Now, when you go to New York or you go to Sacramento at certain places, and you're way way in the back.
Yeah.
I mean, this, remember, max is 2,000.
Yeah.
So have an opportunity to see Switchfoot with a really great advantage eye at the Reading Civic. $20 to $82.
Yep. Those are your ticket prices.
Exactly. Yep. And not a bad seat in the house. So, can we play another track, or did you just pull up the one? We got some more? Good. Good. And by the way, Jared's at the helm tonight. I think he really likes Switchfoot, so this is really cool. You're going to have two sets back to back. You're going to have one, like a concert, with a stripped down acoustic, which I love.
Yeah.
That. That's like a songwriter.
Yeah.
Like you're going to hear them on another level. And then when they go into the electronic or aspect of when you're hearing the major guitars is what we came in with.
For real.
Then that kind of is their signature sound.
Yeah, and effectively Sunday night it's going to have the feel of two shows in one, because it's going to be an acoustic set that's actually going to roll into a full-blown rock concert.
So before we go there, I just want to say that I really want to share with our listening audience tonight, and those of you who are listening at another date, maybe you're a podcast, that I so much respect Nathan Parmalee and all of what's happening with the Civic and its growth. Julie.
Yeah, Julie's amazing.
And your cast of people there. We're going through growth in Reading.
Yeah, that's real.
And how do you stay relevant?
Mm.
And Nathan is forever, because Nathan, I would say, is a personal dear friend of mine. And we talk on a level of somebody, when I was really thick in the industry of music, I'm not so much anymore, but yeah, things change, but what it is to stay relevant and to be a talent buyer in this ever-changing society of ours,
yep,
is a super big task.
It's a challenge.
And then that's why these industry gatherings that you go to, and then you have to know your market.
Yeah.
Because Reading is changing. In the next 4 or 5 years, Reading as we've known it is going to change. Businesses are worried about downtown parking. Well, they're going to have to get over it because we're going to be a walking city. There'll be parking, but it's going to be different.
Sure.
We have so many businesses changing downtown. People are moving. People are coming in. But Reading is changing. And so with that, the beautiful thing is that you've got to try to keep your finger on how are we changing? What are we doing? Meanwhile, we got to take a break. When we come back, we will go to Switchfoot. More of Switchfoot and ticket giveaways here on KCNR 96.5 FM. This is Linda Bott with my good friend Nathan Parmalee, who's the talent buyer, the guy that's making all the music happening at the wonderful Civic Reading Auditorium. We'll be right back.
Welcome to existence. Everyone's here, everybody's watching you now, everybody waits for you now, what happens now?
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
To come into a place with this many people and not know the people and be comfortable immediately, that says so much to me. Everybody's so happy. Everybody's talking to everybody. I felt apart the minute I moved in. The music that's brought in, what a wonderful thing to do for people, that we can go down and sit and relax and be entertained. I absolutely cannot imagine a thing that could be done around here that would improve it in any way.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
Experience what it's like to be an archaeologist, biologist, or astromathematician in Turtle Bay's Mystery of the Mayan Medallion on display September 28th through January 12th. Delve into science, language, history, and mathematics in this hands-on immersive treasure hunt of an exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have your dad's dimples? Your mom's curly hair? What makes us, us? Explore genomic science in Turtle Bay's newest expedition, Genome, Unlocking Life's Code, on display September 21st through January 2nd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
And welcome back to KCNR. This is Linda Bottom along with my very dear friend who books the Reading Civic. And you can go to readingcivic.com and be a vital part of the email list, which is like total VIP.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. In fact, you want to get on that that email list. We've actually got over 28,000 subscribers. And so every time we're announcing a show, those folks are getting pre-sale access. So you definitely want to get in all the action.
Makes you feel really good. So I tell Nathan, okay, you know, I get the first Thursday of the month. Now, I wanted to create this North State Now, and, of course, we've got Michelle Slade doing Heroes of the North State, and we have Enjoy the Magazine that comes on the third Thursday, and then Dr. Orna Gill on the fourth Thursday. So we talk about health, wellness, what's happening, you know, artists, they're doing whatever they're doing. And then, of course, I love doing entertainment and music. So I always just honor and appreciate and value when you come on the air with me. And we're live tonight here on 96.5 FM. We're streaming live. Many of you, I posted today about the ticket giveaways that we were going to do. And so you've heard the band Switchfoot coming in.
Yeah.
And the fact of what they're doing this Sunday,
yeah,
November 10th at 7:30 p.m.
That's right.
You had to get turned on by this band on some way in order to bring them in.
Well,
what were the things that you, like, checked off the box that this is, Redding's going to love these guys?
Yeah, it's a matter of the style of their music. You know, they're following. I mean, one of the great things that I have as a resource as a talent buyer, you know, is Pulsar, like we were talking about earlier. You know, it tells me, shows me where bands are routing, how they're selling in their individual markets. So, you know, so I'm able to gain an insight, you know, into where these bands are connecting. So they're just, they have the right makeup, you know, to, you know, for me to see that, that they're a good fit in Reading. And then, you know, they just have great, they have great music.
They have great
sound.
Music. It's very, very current.
Yeah.
So we're going to give two tickets away. Do you want to do this?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah.
Nathan has gifted us, with a couple shows tonight that we give tickets away. But because they're Sunday night, they will not be on Will Call. You have to come to the station. So maybe that's the call for Switchfoot, 605-4567. That's for November 10th. And
yeah, so
doors,
literally Sunday night.
Yeah, doors open at 6:30. You got to come by and get those tickets, whoever I'm sure you just called in on those. Whoever, and maybe if you're not the person, but give us a call at 605-4567 for two tickets to Switchfoot. And the music sounds so, like, almost when you see movies and you hear soundtracks.
Mm.
I wonder if they broke in that way. I want to know how they broke in. It's great.
Yeah. I'm sure it's all in their bio on their website.
Yes, it is. Okay, so, you know, we've got a lot of things happening at the Civic, and this is what I love having you on, because I know we just, like I said, we just had dinner. We talked about when you went to Nashville, you just came back from a huge convention where you meet all the talent buyers, you see a bunch of acts.
Yep. Meet all the agents.
Meet all the agents.
Yep.
You know, we're talking about, like, the world's best, biggest.
Yeah, I mean,
agencies.
This is, you know, this is an entertainment industry function. So all of the big agents are there, the big agencies representing all of the big acts. So, yeah, so the industry leaders are there. That's what it's all about.
So you and I talked earlier about a couple things you can't talk about tonight on the air as far as something coming up.
We have
up.
A you're, big one coming.
Yes, and you're not able to.
It's one of those things I sign in blood.
You can't say
about.
The name, but I can do a song and tell you that in time, not tonight, but one of the songs they did was this artist did the song. Maybe I couldn't tell you.
I have no idea.
Quite as
who
often
did that song.
As I could have. And this person has long hair.
I have
can't
no
tell
idea.
You who it is.
I have no
the
idea.
The ticket sales go on. When do the tickets go on
sale?
Because that'll sell out like in the 30 minutes.
You're gonna want to be on the Reading Civic website.
ReadingCivic.com.
Yep. Or our Facebook page, 9 a.m. Monday morning.
Oh.
Yeah. That's when we're announcing, this mysterious artist.
Okay.
And then the tickets go on sale on Friday morning. But if you sign up for our newsletter at writingcivic.com, you'll get your email Thursday morning.
So, Jared, was that just somebody calling to say hey?
That was Carl calling to check in.
Oh. Well, we still have those tickets for Switchfoot for Sunday night. So we want to make sure you guys, you know, it's all about filling the seats. And a lot of times what happens is, I know there's a lot of things going on with veterans and that whole weekend and everything, but what happens is many times when you go to a concert, you may not understand what you're going to see. This is how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when I've gotten tickets for things before, I feel that I'm shocked and rocked by some of the music or what's happened to me
in an
experience with a live performance. Never would have expected it.
Well, and that's one of the things I love so much about the Civic, you know, especially in the rock, you know, in the country genres, is the Civic hosts a big show really well. We have a huge stage, and we can accommodate a tremendous amount of production. So big lights, big sound. The thing I love so much about the Civic is that it has a small arena feel, and the significance of that to me is it feels like both a big show and an intimate experience all at the same time. And it's so hard to capture that. It's kind of like you say, there's no bad seat in the house.
There is no bad seat
really
in the house.
That really is true. So, you know, it really is something to experience a live show.
And I got to tell you, the people who volunteer,
mm-hmm.
they need to be loved on.
Oh, yeah, they do.
They are wonderful.
Yep.
When they're taking your ticket,
yes.
they're sending you to your seats.
All of our ushers are volunteers. I'm so glad you brought that up, because sometimes they don't get the love they deserve, you know, and they don't get the shout outs that they deserve. And our head usher, Joe, you know, she really, man, she's so dedicated, and she's, you know, she's been committed to that facility for a really, really long time. And we really appreciate our volunteers a lot.
So I posted this on Facebook tonight, and I'm hoping our listeners do call in, because I want to tell you right now what we've got here with a rundown. And we've got a couple more tickets to give away for other performances. We have The Price is Right, mm-hmm. Cirque du Dreams Holidays, which is a true Cirque du Soleil production.
It is. It's the real deal. Yep.
Now, these guys in Vegas, any of their shows start at $75 and go up to $250 for seats at any Cirque du Soleil show in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
So the tickets for that are going to mm-hmm. go from $34.50 to $64.50, and this is a under the umbrella of a Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, Cirque du Soleil is the parent company of Cirque Dreams Holidays. So it is. It is all of the quality and all of the extravaganza that you would expect from a Cirque du Soleil show.
And all the bendy, goody, like,
oh, yeah, there will be, like,
music.
Aerial acrobatics and, yeah, just all of the, like, flash and dazzle. I mean, it's a spectacular show.
And award-winning artists Natalie Grant and Danny Aoki will mm-hmm. ring in the holiday season together for the fourth year in a row as they co-build their popular Celebrate Christmas tour, presented by Compassion International. This is a Christian group.
It is. And they're extraordinarily talented and beautiful voices. It's a wonderful show.
And that's Thursday, December 19th.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets are $20 to $45 for
that. Super reasonably priced.
Everything is.
Yeah.
Okay. Fitz and the Tantrums. All
yes.
the Wheels Winter Tour 2020 with special guest Twin XL.
This is for all of you alt-rock fans out there.
I wonder how many alt fans are listening to the show tonight.
I know, right?
I hope so.
Well, we had so much success with Modest Mouse, that was a show that sold out. Yeah,
yes.
And that was one of those deals, you know, where, gosh, I think 60% of the tickets sold to that show were was greater than 1 hour outside of Redding. So we literally had people driving, you know, from San Jose, you know, driving over from Reno. So, you know, fits in the tantrums definitely fits into that spectrum, and is going to, you know, appeal to a very similar fan.
So we are going to be giving more tickets away after the break, but we, again, you know, you guys, we've got these great tickets for Sunday night, and that's the last I'm going to say about Switchfoot. That's Sunday, November 10th at 7:30 p.m. at the Reading Civic, and you want to go to readingcivic.com because after the break, we are going to talk to you about that's something that's going to be coming on sale tomorrow, one of a country's legends. And a couple other things that are happening next year in 2020. But we've got more tickets to give away here on KCNR 96.5 FM. I want to thank our sponsors, which, of course, we love. The Reading Civic totally embraces this show. And I wouldn't want it any other way except for to love on you guys and have you love back. That's just the best. And Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, wonderful. She did our food for our 10th anniversary. She's amazing. The staff is amazing.
Love Carlene.
Good love Carlene. Oh, yeah. My gosh. She's all about being local and everything
yeah,
about that.
She's amazing.
She just called. She just said, let me do your food.
That's awesome.
I'm going to shout out, too, for Mimi Mosley, too, because
yeah.
she said, I'm going to donate wine.
Awesome.
So
the Mosleys are amazing.
Amazing people.
Yep, totally.
The community, too. And also Black Bear Diner.
Awesome.
And the... Shasta Regional Medical Center. So let's just love on those people who have brought forth their energy and their love as local people doing wonderful things for our local community. I'm here with Nathan Parmalee, talent buyer for the Reading Civic, and we are talking music, which we love to do here on the first Thursday of the month here on North State. Now, this is Linda Bodd. We'll be right back here on 96.5 FM at 14:16 a.m. This is your talk radio.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Reading. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Reading.
Black Bear feels like home.
Riverfront Playhouse presents A Christmas Carol by Christopher Sharrow, adapted from Charles Dickens and directed by Jennifer Levins, November 23rd through December 21st. With an intimate cast and ethereal presentation, A Christmas Carol is a ghost story of redemption and a lesson that giving isn't just a seasonal affair. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the store running or at the door. A Christmas Carol, November 23rd through December 21st at the Riverfront Playhouse, sponsored by Tri-Counties Bank.
I'm Carlene Niver, and I have some exciting news about my restaurant, Deja Vu, voted best breakfast. We are now serving beer and wine to complement your experience with us. Try one of our many flavors of mimosas, or try one of our new delicious creations, like Morning Sunshine, our version of a screwdriver. For our coffee lovers, we are known for our cozy atmosphere with a mixture of traditional and specialty drinks. I invite you to start your day with us, whether you are craving breakfast or lunch. Located in the historic Lorenz Hotel in the heart of downtown Reading, on California Street, open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Have.
Universal.
And here's the band is called Fits in the Tantrums.
Yep.
And All the Wheels Winter Tour. That song you're hearing?
All the Feels.
Is their song.
That's right.
And they're coming to the Reading
Hand Clap.
Civic. Yes.
That's right.
It's called the Hand Clap, and we heard something earlier. So that's happening on March 12th.
Yep. So it's we're going to have.
Everybody clap.
We're going to have the party pit open.
Oh my God.
It's going to be a wild time.
And like I said, rodeos,
For everybody.
Something for everybody. So,
yeah.
Okay, so we started off with Switchfoot. And by the way, welcome back to our show. This is KCNR 96.5 FM. We're live tonight. A lot of times I say that. This will not be a pre-recorded show here on November 7th, the first Thursday of the month. This is Linda Bott. And of course, my very special guest and good friend, Nathan Parmalee from Reading Civic.
Awesome to be here.
Yeah, and we want to bring you to readingcivic.com so you can be on that 28,000
email subscriber list.
Email subscriber list. So you can be the first to have the opportunity to get right in there when these big shows come in.
Yep.
And
pre-sale access.
Pre-sale access.
First to know about shows. You'll never miss a show again. That's right. You want to get on that email list.
Well, and a lot of stuff's coming up because we just talked about before we took a break. We don't have those tickets tonight, but do we have that country artist I was talking about lined up? Let's just play one of his songs.
I thought
I'm away from L.A. back to Knoxville. I found out those bright lights ain't where I belong.
If you were a fan of country music in the 90s, from a phone booth probably the late 80s, 90s, into 2000, Ronnie Millsap is going to be on sale tomorrow at 11 a.m. And he is country music royalty. Totally.
Absolutely.
Encapsulates the time in when country really became this guy. Oh, my God. You know every word.
It's total feel-good music.
Oh, yes. Okay, so he's coming on sale tomorrow, and that's why you want to be a member on ReadingCivic.com, but you need to be in the line tomorrow or going into the box office because that is Sunday, March 22nd. Beautiful time, March. And again, Nathan, you were able to get him routed in.
Yeah, you know, actually on this one, on Ronnie Millsap, we're actually working with our friends at Mesa Productions. So they definitely played a very active role in getting Ronnie Millsap to the Reading Civic Auditorium. So we're just thrilled. We're thrilled that he's going to be here.
Well, that's fantastic. Now, the next thing I want to try to give away is... Okay, I just kind of mouthed it over to the window. I love this. It's still on after all these years.
I know, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, and the last time Price is Right was in Reading, they sold out. So that's your sellout warning.
There you go. Okay, your sellout warning.
Yeah.
And I've got tickets tonight, right
yes.
now, if you call 605-4567. The date for this particular show that's coming mm-hmm. through, that is The Real
yes,
McCoy.
Yes, it is. Yep, it is The Price is Right.
Come on down.
Yep.
You could be one of those contestants.
Yes. Yeah.
Prizes include appliances, vacations, possibly a new car. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, for real.
So these tickets go from $39 to $59, VIP $99 to $150. Well, we've got tickets here tonight for you right here if you call in 605-4567. It's November 29th, which is right around Thanksgiving.
It's the night after Thanksgiving.
Yes.
It'll be the funnest Black Friday ever.
Oh, my gosh, ever.
Win those Christmas presents.
605-4567. If you're listening, you guys, call in and tell me. I just sent out a major Facebook today to my 2,500 people on my Facebook. Where are you? Call and tell me. We want to give these tickets away and know that you love, you're so excited to be able to go tonight or go to the show, which is a Thanksgiving weekend, of course. So anyway, I'm here live with my friend Nathan. Let's talk about some of the other shows.
So one of the shows that I'm really excited about is the Cirque Dreams Holidays show. So that show is coming up on Sunday, December 8th. Which we've kind of talked about that show already.
Well,
earlier,
yes,
but
we did.
It's owned. You know, that show is produced by the same folks. That run Cirque du Soleil. So mm-hmm. it's going to have all the bells and whistles of Vegas. So everything that you expect from one of those shows.
That's exciting. That's very, very exciting. We have tickets to give away for that later. But we're going to see who's called in now because you know I love connecting. You with the fans and people who need to go sit in these seats. Now, sometimes we'll sit on something and then another, like tomorrow morning, nobody calling for a switchfoot. I'm going to put it out there tomorrow morning because
awesome.
We'll be live on the show.
Cool.
Actually, Carl's going to be at Crown Motors tomorrow because he's doing live remote because everything is veterans right now.
Awesome.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we're doing the parade.
Cool.
The Veterans Day Parade. Carl and I are announcing that out of Shasta Lake City. And then we have Sunday's Marine Corps Ball. Sunday I'm singing the National Anthem
nice.
At the Marine Corps Ball. And
nice.
Then Monday I'm singing the National Anthem at the Veteran Igo Cemetery at 11 o'clock, 11:11. So we have all this veteran stuff going on. And, you know, it's a good time to thank a veteran. And so tomorrow when he goes out at the Crown Motors, if somebody buys a car, then they donate a big portion of what has been bought to the veterans.
That's great.
And they select a different organization. They've done the Purple Heart in the past, so that's really cool. Anyway, so I will make sure that tomorrow he gives away. People will call in for that tonight. We're going to find out. What do we got going on, buddy?
We have Karen Ogilvie, who got the Price is Right ticket.
Awesome. Oh, congratulations, Karen.
Great. That's very exciting and says, great show.
Yay. Excellent. Okay, love thank it. You. Needed some validation. I was like feeling like, where? Come on, you guys. All right. So we talked about Natalie Grant and Danny Gokey.
Yeah.
And we talked about Fits in the Tantrums that do yep. the everybody.
Uh-huh, that's da, right. Da. Okay. Hand clap.
Hand clap.
Yeah.
Ronnie Super Millsap is coming on in March, and mm-hmm. he's going to be on sale tomorrow at 11 a.m.
That's right.
Louis Black.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you either love him or you hate him.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. I'm following your lead.
We'll talk about him. He's going to be coming March 29th.
Yes, he is. And he is known as the King of Rant.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real. And he's got a, you know, trademark style of comedic yelling.
Yeah. Yes, he does. He rants.
I mean, there's nothing like being yelled at from stage, right?
Right. So he talks about topics from current yeah. events, social media, politics, and anything else that exposes the hypocrisy.
Animated and finger pointing.
That's Louis.
I wonder what that means.
I'm not giving
animated finger pointing.
I don't know, but I'm thinking that Louis Black is, you know, that's
people. Don't get under his skin.
No, that's right.
You might get skewered.
And although these things are scheduled, we're talking about,
yeah.
there are these wonderful announcements.
Oh, for real.
That you.
Like Monday morning.
Like Monday morning.
Yeah, like we're announced. So we're announcing a show Monday morning.
Maybe I didn't love you.
La, 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 la.
You're not allowed to because you had to sign with blood. I
That's
will
right.
not make an early announcement.
I can't talk about who the artist is. But I can tell you, I can tell you this. I can tell you that the show is Saturday, January the 11th.
Ooh, good time of year.
So here we are in this. I mean, we've got how many shows do we have in front? Oh, are you kidding me? It's going to
sell out
like by, you know, like 3 hours after it goes on sale.
Well, what happens is, like I said, you do these staple shows.
Yeah, sure.
And then you're talking, like we talked previously,
all
about,
the time.
We got to take a break, about the talent buyers. When you're in Nashville, when we come back, we've got one more set of tickets to give away for another show. What are we doing?
I just wanted to apologize. I called Carolyn Ogilvie.
That's
Karen.
Right. I got it. I knew who. I knew
Carolyn.
Who you were. Carolyn. Yeah. I got it. That was
Sorry,
nice.
Carolyn.
Okay, so we're going to take a break. Carolyn, congratulations on those tickets. And we're going to come back with another set of tickets to give away for another show and talk about more that's happening with the Reading Civic. I love this stuff. You know, I thrive on show business. So, and all the stuff that's happening in Reading and Nathan helps me feel like I'm being current. So we'll be right back here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Linda Bach. Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee, snacks, and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Redding. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
Been praying, and you still have no answers. Have you been pouring out your heart for so many years? Have you been hoping?
And you're listening to Danny Gokey. He will be here December 19th along with Natalie Grant. You're listening to North State Now here with Linda Bott, yours truly, along with my very special guest, Nathan Parmalee, who is the talent buyer and the guy who's making all this music happen, bringing them through the Reading Civic Auditorium. So Natalie Grant and Danny Gokey will be celebrating their Christmas tour Thursday, December 19th at 7 p.m. Those tickets are just $20 to $45. You know, as you... Again, we talk about, we've got like a calendar here.
Yeah.
And you, every day, are putting offers and trying to get talent that may be coming through Washington, maybe in Idaho, wherever they're coming through to get them to route through Reading. And some of the names are amazing that, you and I talked about tonight. They were like, what?
Well,
that would be amazing.
Like one of the bands we were talking about, on break is, and it's one of these things where I want Reading to know who we're going after, even though we get into a dynamic where when we get these acts confirmed, we kind of fall into this space of like, ooh, it's super hush-hush until the show announces. But, but I do want the community to know the artist that I'm going after. So, for example, one of the things I was sharing with you over break that I want to share with your listeners is I've had an offer out on Steve Miller Band for probably a year and a half now. And lo and behold, the agent came back, I believe it was yesterday, and asked for a hold on our calendar. So, that's
just
amazing.
Wait for the announcement.
Yeah.
Now, when we talk about this, like ZZ Top, it took you about three years to get them to, they of course they travel over the world to bring them back through Reading, and they had an incredible time.
Yeah,
always sold out, but there's a different experience happening with the Civic now.
Yeah,
and the artist and the connection and the Turtle Bay and all the things that can.
Yeah. Artists are having a great experience in Reading. It's becoming a high point on the tour for them. And it just has to do with the conscientiousness of our team and our community. We've had situations where we've been able to work with our friends at Turtle Bay to create VIP experiences.
Yeah.
And all of those things work together to give the artist a great experience while they're in our community.
That's the way it works.
It is.
And we know that from working with, name acts in our lives.
I'll also make a little whisper that I have an offer out on Bob Dylan. you know, he's another act that I've been working to get here. I mean, honestly, you know, I probably have 65 active offers right now on a wide. Vince Gill is another one.
And they sometimes when they say yes, the date's not available here.
Sure.
And I've talked about that frustration.
It's the stars aligning dynamic.
Right.
Yeah.
And we have somebody else who maybe we can't talk about it right now, but 16 Grammy nominations, winner of, that is in the mix as well about possibly, it's just like you said, your offer.
That's right.
Will they take the offer?
That's right.
Does that date work? Does it align?
It's a wide variety of factors.
Is somebody else not doing a fundraiser or a big deal at the Civic at that time?
Sure.
And you've had to move. You've had to say no to a couple of these things that have come through.
Yeah, we have.
And
which is super disappointing.
But this is why you go to Nashville, L.A., New York, because you have to keep keep those relationships alive. You're always.
It's like you were talking about earlier, you know, the dynamic of staying relevant. You know, the issue of staying relevant is actually staying connected.
And, you know, there's a couple times after you say no a few times, you got to really work hard for the third time for them to say yes.
Sure. But,
you know,
but that's
your specialty.
But that's, you know, I'm glad I have a sales and marketing background because the thing that taught me is the value of persistence.
Yep. Well, there you go. That's any good salesperson.
Yep.
We also have Dancing with the Stars coming live next year, 2020, Thursday, April 2nd. We are going to be giving tickets away now in this last 5 minutes. For that wonderful Christmas show. Circuit Dreams Holidays has been hailed by the New York Daily News as a delicious. Oh, my God, when they say that, it's true. A delicious confection of charm, sparkle, and talent by the sleigh load. What?
I know, right?
I want to copy that.
Yeah.
The perfect holiday gift and show everyone will enjoy. Raved a Broadway world of the sold-out performance that dazzled at the Kennedy Center. Okay, right there.
Yeah.
Sold out.
Legit the show is.
This show called
Cirque Dreams Holidays.
We have tickets right now if you're listening and you want to clear your calendar.
It's a show for the whole family.
December 8th.
Yep.
At 7 o'clock p.m., we have two tickets. These tickets range from $34 to $64. We've got two tickets to go to that show that night. It's called Cirque Dreams Holidays at 7 p.m. The Tennessee proclaimed it as a dazzling holiday spectacle for both young and old at the Grand Ole Opry House. So you've got the Kennedy Center and the Grand Ole Opry House talking about
two of the most prestigious venues. Yeah, in our country.
Amazing.
Yeah.
605-4567, we're live. It's not like you're listening to a pre-recorded show here.
That's right.
So if you're listening right now this evening at November 7th, this Thursday, call in for these special tickets that Nathan's been so gracious at bringing on the show tonight. We still have those tickets for Switchfoot, which is this Sunday. I'm going to try to give those away tomorrow. Carl will be on location again. But closing thoughts from you about what you're seeing, the temperature of what's happening in show business right now with arenas, with booking, with
everything is rising. Everything is rising. I mean, the entertainment industry is at an all-time high. And, you know, it's interesting. There are massive, massive financial investments that are being put, you know, into facilitating live shows. In fact, you're going to begin to see new arenas and stadiums being built across the country, and now they're actually being designed around the needs of music acts as opposed to sports arenas, because live music has now actually displaced sports as the primary source of income, you know, in the entertainment industry. Live music is bigger than sports.
Wow, because I was listening to Mad Dog Sports this morning and this afternoon and listening to some of the major NFL teams that are displaced. One of them being the San Diego Chargers, or in, you know, Orange County, and some of the other they've left their home. Like somebody's going to, I don't know which team it is that they're thinking about, England. I'm like, how can they be NFL and be out of London or England?
Yeah, for real.
So,
but even like with what happened with the Golden One Center in Sacramento, that is the perfect example of what is happening in the industry. And when that arena was built, it was built around the needs of, you know, producing a concert, a live music event.
And that's where I saw Lady Gaga. My parents just saw Andrea Bocelli there.
It's amazing the acts they're getting in there. Right. And it is all about the facility.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you so much. Now, you saw a concert there recently.
I did. I saw Metallica. It was freaking amazing.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Nathan, you know how much I love you and appreciate you and the staff over with
Daphne. I love you, too.
And I just really mean that from my heart of hearts. You know, we have to support our local music and our stadium here. And the best way to do that is become a member at ReadingCivic.com. Get on the emailing list so you find out who's going to be this big country star that's going to be, can't say his name, going to be
announcing Monday morning.
This is Linda Bob.